Chapter 8. Some Good News. On Christmas Day, we woke up and opened our presents. Mum loved the photograph of me and Zara, and we had a nice day at home. But then it was the next day, and we had to see Dad.
"Hello, happy Christmas, my girls," Dad said, standing at the front door. "Are you ready to leave?"
"I don't want to go," I said. "I'm staying with Mum."
"Come on, Frankie, it's Christmas. Can you be nice, please?" Dad said. I hated him.
I looked at Mum, and she smiled at me. "Go, Frankie, I'm fine." When we arrived at Dad's house, Helen was standing outside the front door, waiting.
"She looks different," Zara said quietly. "She's fatter. Do you think that she's pregnant?"
"No, she hates children," I said, laughing.
But Zara was right, and Helen was pregnant.
"What do you think, girls?" Dad said, smiling. "Are you happy?"
"Are you going to marry Helen?" I said to Dad, not answering his questions.
"Yes, we will marry," Helen said. "I hope that's okay."
"Zara and I don't care," I said. Helen looked very annoyed.
"Why are you always so horrible to me, Frankie? Your dad always feels so bad because of you."
"No, my mum feels bad because of him," I said. Angrily.
"You can't hate him because your mother has MS," Helen said.
"What do you know about my mum's MS?" I shouted. "She's ill because of you and Dad."
I knew that mum's MS wasn't because of Helen and Dad, but sometimes it felt like it was.
"Let's open the presents," Zara said, changing the topic.
Dad gave me and Zara two boxes. My box was the biggest, and inside was another box and another box. In the last box was an expensive new phone. I was shocked.
"Are you going to say thank you to your father?" Helen said.
"Thank you," I said quietly.
"Give me a hug then,"
Dad said. I didn't want to, but I walked over and hugged him. First, I texted Mum and Sam. Then, I texted Sally.
"Hi, Snow Girl. Are you having a nice day? Frankie. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
Mum and Sam replied very quickly, but Sally didn't reply until the evening, while we were all watching a film.
"Yes, I'm having fun. I'm excited for New Year's Eve. Love from your Snow Girl. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
"Who are you texting?" Dad said. "You look very happy."
"It's just a friend," I replied, feeling embarrassed.
"But your face is red," Helen said.
"Oh, is it a boyfriend?"
"It'll be Sam, the boy next door," Dad said to Helen.
"It's not Sam," I said.
"Who is it then?" Dad said. "What's his name?"
"Do you love him?"
Helen said, laughing. "It's not a boy," I said. "It's a girl. I've fallen in love with a girl."
"You've not fallen in love with a girl," Dad said.
"Yes, I have," I said. "Are you saying that it's wrong to love a girl?"
"You're too young to love anyone, Frankie," Dad said. "It's just a phase. In a few years, you'll meet a boy and you'll laugh about this."
"And leave him like you left Mum," I said.
"Don't talk to your father like that," Helen said.
He's just bought you a very expensive phone.
I didn't ask him to buy it for me, I shouted, leaving the room.
Then I texted Sally, but she didn't reply. In the morning, there was still no text from her. I texted her again and again, but she still didn't reply. Dad asked me to go for a walk with him. I didn't want to, but I also didn't want to fight anymore. That evening, there was still no text from Sally.
Why isn't she texting me back? I said to Zara.
I'm sorry, Frankie, Zara said, but she's playing games with you. You should play games with her. The next time she texts you, don't reply.
I don't think that there'll be a next time, I said, feeling sad.
But there was. Sally texted at midnight.
Sorry, Snow Girl has been skiing. I'll be home tomorrow, and I love, love, love you. Sally. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
On New Year's Eve, Zara and I went back home to Mum's.
I have a surprise for you, Mum said, smiling. I'm going to see a special doctor soon about my MS.
That's great news, I said.
I'll always have MS, Mum said, but this special doctor knows a lot about it and can help me.
I was so happy for Mum, but I also wanted to tell her about Sally. At Christmas, I told Dad, and I told Helen, but telling Mum felt too difficult.
Sally's my girlfriend, I said suddenly.
I'm happy that you're friends again, Mum said, not understanding.
Yes, but she's my girlfriend.
I was now very embarrassed.
Is that okay? I asked.
Oh, Mum said. Aren't you a bit young for a girlfriend?
I'm nearly 14, and you can fall in love at any age.
But what about Sam? We all know that he loves you.
No, he doesn't, I said, but then I remembered the kiss.
I still think that you're a bit young, but I'm proud of you, Frankie, Mum said. Is Sam coming tonight for New Year's Eve?
Did Mum forget?
We're going to Sally's, remember? I said.
I told you.
How are you going to get there? Mum said. It's New Year's Eve, and I'll be too tired to drive. I'm not driving you.
Sam's mum is taking us, I said, and she's going to bring us back at 12:30.
Okay, Mum said, but she didn't look happy.